It starts with a plan. Hello, everyone. I'm Cindy Young with Brownfield. Driving Demand is a content partnership with the Missouri Beef Industry Council. Sean Darcy, Senior Director of Market Research at National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says all beef checkoff investments must align with the beef industry long-range plan. Consumers drive demand. Market research finds what they want and expect. More on Brownfield after this.
America is best when we stand united around the grill and the protein choice of grill pros. Beef. Yes, beef. The perfect foundation to handle any taste. Tangy and sweet, spicy and bold. Every flavor perfectly savored. Join your fellow Americans in delicious celebration at UnitedWeState.com. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Funded by beef farmers and ranchers. Nicely done, beef. When football fans everywhere cheer for their team, they're cheering for you too. Because your savory snacks fuel the gridiron battle. With your tasty sliders, hearty chilies, and drool-worthy steaks, every option is an MVP. Most valuable protein. So gather around the TV and get cooking at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Funded by beef farmers and ranchers.
Beef checkoff-funded market research focuses on three main areas. The first is channel intelligence. Sean Darcy, Senior Director of Market Research at National Cattlemen's Beef Association, explains.
By channel, we mean food service and restaurant-focused data that helps us work with suppliers or helps us fulfill requests and really round out what we're doing. So for retail specifically, we'll have scanner data that goes through, and it's actual transactions, whether that's food service or retail, that we're monitoring to understand what that market is.
The second area is foundational market research, which focuses on understanding the landscape holistically.
We have something called the Consumer Beef Tracker that we get 1,500 consumers a quarter, 500 a month, and it's continuous, so it's always happening. Allows us to kind of go in point in time and monitor trends, and we launched that back in 2018, and it's really been a great tool for us. We also have done some segmentation work, understanding the consumer more.
The third area helps bring other beef checkoff programs to life. For example, research conducted prior to last fall's beef quality assurance advertising campaign was done to assure consumer concerns about how beef farmers and ranchers care for their animals and produce high-quality beef were addressed. Content evaluation, how consumers might react to a video, whether it's recipe, nutrition, or production-related.
So we do a lot of that work working with our promotion team, our supply chain teams, our nutrition research, sustainability research, all of those types of teams. Understanding what the priorities might be and really giving them that base level of data or understanding reactions to certain content to help bring those programs to life.
Despite what you hear in the media, Darcy says consumer market research shows that beef demand is strong.
Beef is in a great spot right now. There's a very small minority of consumers out there that are negative about beef. Millennials are positive about beef. They're eating beef. There might be some, just like there are for Gen X or boomers. But for the most part, millennials are eating beef at almost the same level, if not a little bit more. And similarly, their perceptions about beef are really strong as well. And I think a lot of that promotion we're doing for Beef It's What's for Dinner is work in some of those facets as well.
Driving Demand is a content partnership with the Missouri Beef Industry Council. I'm Cindy Young with Brownfield.